Madam Chair.
That's a big problem.
Yes.
That is not altogether true.
Will you have a minute that you can speak to this?
We really don't know who's paying what. The reports that we are getting as PNB members are as oblique and as opaque and as undefined as you could actually ask a national board to receive. I think further, it's misleading that if in fact we're able to get these documents of which Nancy asked for published, I think it'll be pretty proof that we have made some of the most insidious decisions in the interest of this foundation. But I want y'all to look at the record of how each person voted when they do publish it, so you'll know who's responsible for this morass.
Adriana, do you want to speak to that? We kind of opened it back up a little.
It's true that some information we are asking for that information being public, because it's very difficult to make some people understand that we, in this case, the PNB directors, are just the representatives of the stakeholders. The owners of the foundation are the listeners. It's very difficult to make people understand in the PNB that we can make decisions, but the owners of the foundation need to know what we did, how, and why we did. It's true what Joseph said, that now, because, you know, everything is politics. We live in this country, we live in this world, everything is politics. Now they are coming up trying to put in the open the 2018 minutes. I agree, for transparency, but why not the 2017 that we explain what we are in the situation that we are? That is a very good tip.
Yeah, finish.
Okay. You were doing that, and I was thinking that was my time.
It is time, and I need to finish.
Okay. Well, that is exactly what is going on. Some things we cannot explain if we are authorized. We hope that we are authorized. And whenever you want, I can tell you about the audit. I'm part of the audit committee, and what was in public, I can tell.
Okay, Ted, you had a question?
Yeah, I'd like to draw everyone's attention to this document I handed out. I made 10 copies of it. It says Specific Elections 2018, and on the back side, I paraphrased Article 4, Delegates, Section 5, Election Time Frame, and I'd like to start with Bill, since last November you were the executive director of this foundation, and in the final four lines of Article 4, Delegates, Section 5, Election Time Frame, it says, if in the year preceding delegate elections, the Pacifica National Board determines by a two-thirds vote of the total number of directors conducted by email or paper ballot that the schedule above cannot be executed due to exigent circumstances, they may by November 30th adopt a schedule subject to the constraints herein. My understanding is that we're not going to have elections this year, that those of us like me are going to be required to serve beyond the end of this year, and I'd like to know if this is the case, why we were not informed about this, and what is the status of elections?
Thank you. Bill, do you mind going first?
Okay, yeah, the PNB did not, I know what that section you read, the PNB did not make any such decision last week. Our IED has put out an RFP for national election supervisors. As far as I know, no one has been hired yet, though. But, and I think we do need elections, but we're past the schedule of the bylaws.
Dwayne, do you want to respond to that?
Of course I do. Of course we need elections. But the reality is that $200,000 are not there. And 16 months, we have $3 million to pay. It is crazy, insane, that we have at least 16 people in line in some of our stations to serve from the previous election. There's no need for an election other than for Grace and Bill to again pad the national election monies and get people elected so they can continue to control this foundation. But Adriana has a word from the AG of California that says, you don't bankrupt your organization for the sake of a bylaw to say you have to have an election when you know you don't have the money.
Adriana, do you want to speak to this?
Absolutely. I mean, we all agree elections are necessary, but the problem is exactly the same. All is necessary. We don't have the money. What we will do? Throw the foundation on the car? I mean, go, you know, total, don't pay anything, lose all the property because we won an election that we cannot pay? You know, I think we have a fiduciary responsibility. You can read, and you will have in a few days, after tomorrow, I hope that everybody will see at least the open part of the audit. You see that the auditors don't even think that we will have the money to pay the obligation that we have. How much, how many other obligations we will put there? Who will pay for? Some stations keep hiring people, and all of them are employees of the foundation, but they go there, and they, even when we hire a hiring freeze, this is the problem of the foundation. It's nobody money. That's why everybody says, okay, pay for, pay for, pay for. Nobody figured out how. We don't have the money, we need to come up with the money. Without the money, we cannot do it. Period.
Justin, do you want to speak to this?
Well, as Bill himself pointed out, we can't even get all the stations to pay up their central services fees. This is on the order of $250,000, and we have a huge debt that we're dealing with. And frankly, the primary motivations for everyone who wants the elections are basically for political reasons. There's no membership clamoring to have us have elections. So I personally will try to work with the PNB to vote to suspend the elections for a year at least. But of course, again, it's going to require, I think, a two-thirds vote for that to happen. However, I did want to point out that the last time we did, in fact, have to delay the elections, when Tracy Rosenberg or someone sued us about it, and we won that case because the courts of the United States recognized that bylaws notwithstanding, you don't bankrupt the foundation to follow your bylaws. Otherwise, you don't have a foundation. Thank you.
I have a question. There's no one on stack, so I'm going to ask mine. It's related. It's kind of two-part. One is, let me do the timer so I'm fair. One is, has there been any creative thinking on how to do a cheaper, maybe tech-related election? And second, you said that the public has not been clamoring for election. Does the public know that this election may or may not happen, and has the public been informed, and what will that process be of involving their input? I think we're on Adrienne or Dwayne to start. We're kind of going both ways.
I believe that we have certain obligations that are part of our bylaws, how the election need to be done. That is one of the problems. We cannot do it in some cheaper way. Well, we need to follow up in some specific guidelines. And what we know is the history till now. How much cost every election till now? We can talk all that we want, but we don't have the money. We don't have the money to pay obligations that we are bringing to court to pay. I mean, I don't know how, I don't know if we can ask the listeners and say, what do you want, election? Election for what? A foundation that will be not here? You know, for me, that is a problem. We need, and like always, we don't have an election committee that is working yet. Last year, the election committee didn't work at all. You know, some of our directors were not available, or they don't allow us to be in those committees, but those committees didn't function at all.
Can I just add a little? Can you all tell us how much the election cost in one of your answers? Dwayne, you're up next.
Close to $250,000.
I'll repeat. We don't have the money. I don't know how simple. Would you restart that time?
You said you're going to repeat.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Did I ask for your comment?
Dwayne gets a minute to respond. That's the structure of this part of our meeting.
You have a problem with that?
Go ahead, Dwayne.
We don't have the money. We have 3 million point three or something. We don't even know how much we got to pay in the next 16 months. If you got money for the election, that money's got to be used for that, to offset that. You have no fundraising plans. All these folks who signed all these loans, they hate for me to remind them. I've been on this board for 10 months now, not one discussion at length about a fundraiser. to pay these loans. We're gonna end up giving everything in these loans away. Now, you want to argue about replacing people where almost three of our stations have at least 15 people on the reserve list who are available to serve, who want to serve from the previous election. The bylaws, if you want to throw that down my throat, says that you need to have an election every 2 out of 3 years. So we cannot have one this year and have one next year and still conform to the bylaws, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have the money.
Bill, do you want to speak to this?
Well, the elections have cost between $100,000 and $250,000. They vary depending on how they're done. And we still, even the $100,000, I think, is too much. You know, if you're a member of any other nonprofit organization that has elections, not all of them do. I've never seen any of them that are as complicated as ours. And we go beyond what the bylaws require. And, you know, I think it's really labor intensive. A lot of it is involved work for by the LESs and the NESs. And I think there are ways that could be simplified. That takes more time than I have here now. But we do have things we have to spend money on. And, you know, the PNB's been really bad about figuring out, well, we'll figure out how we're going to pay this one thing, like the Empire State settlement, while ignoring things like the retirement funds that we have to pay for and how to pay off the debt. And so, I mean, Dwayne's right that we do have a lot of money. I mean, we have a lot of things we have to spend money on, but I think there are always also ways we can reduce the cost of the elections.
Joseph, do you
want
to speak to this?
Yeah, I wish we did have somebody had some ideas on how to reduce our costs. Right now, we have the bylaws we have, so our elections are going to cost between $200,000 and $250,000. I actually did float some ideas before the strategic planning committee and the PNB. The idea being was to put some PSAs on all the stations that would offer the public the opportunity to say, we have a big debt, we need the documentation released. So, okay, we've got this big loan, we need to pay it off, but we also have election spending. Would you like either A, donate to get this debt reduced now, or A, B, donate to have the elections now? Because I think if we put it in front of the membership, then we can actually get the feeling for what they want to do. Unfortunately, they're just going around in circles. So we're trying, but it's hard.
Ted, you said you had another question. You have 30 seconds.
Two parts. Number one, are you embarrassed by the fact that last November you should have passed a motion to say, hey, we can't have an election? And number two, do you realize you're shutting up all the people who want to run, who can go on the air and say, donate money so we can have these elections? You're shutting up 15, 20, 30 candidates because we've never followed the bylaws regarding how you have an election.
He's asking a question. There were two questions there.
Dwayne, you get to respond first.
No, I'm not embarrassed because I wasn't on the board in November. And if I were on the board this November, I still wouldn't have the power to tell you we're not going to have an election next year. I don't have a crystal ball. But more important, there are many people who want to run, but you escape the fact that even in our LSD, there are 12 people still available from the previous election that's willing to serve. More important, there are over 20 people at other stations. So this rush to having an election for the sake of having an election reeks of, what about the $3.4 million loan you've got to pay in 16 months? Are you going to lose your assets? God.
Bill.
We have one person on the listener side.
Bill.
I'd like to talk to you.
It's Bill's minute.
I'll pass on this because I think we should be talking
about
finances.
Thank you. Joseph.
No, Ted, I'm not embarrassed at all. I think it is a sound judgment that we have to put the survival of the foundation ahead of elections, because if we go bankrupt, you can have an election and there's nothing for them to come to. 419 Lovett Street's going to be empty. Okay? No, I don't want to do that. I'm not embarrassed at all.
Okay. Adriana, you have a minute?
Yeah, again, I'm not embarrassed, but worse than that, in November of last year, I couldn't even speak in the PNB. You know, I was one of the few members there, but I was muted permanently. You know, when I could give some reasons that we are, this year, we are paying for things that we did wrong last year when I wasn't allowed to talk. But I'm not embarrassed. And like we said, we have compromised all the assets of the foundation. For me, we need to keep the foundation afloat. If that means that we will send the elections 1 year, so be it. You know, That is exactly what we need to do. We need to keep the foundation. We are, and it's, and a lot of us are working in things. I'm not, some of us are good for governance. Some of us, Joseph is really working, you know, with the strategic planning. A lot of us are working in different projects to trying to make this foundation survive. It's not, we go there and just vote. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is make the foundation survive.
Thank you. Are there questions? He already has. He said, do you want to respond now?
Something? It's not so much a question, but, you know, because the audit committee...
He passed, so he can change his mind.
The finances really are serious. We'll get back to the retirement plans, and this is public because it was discussed in the retirement, in the audit committee, but... The Department of Labor has started an investigation of our not funding their retirement plan, which goes back to, 2011. I think it was only funded one of the years in that time. And that was one of the things that Sam Agarwal, the CFO, and I tried really hard to get the PNB to pay attention to last year. And, you know, again, like I was saying earlier, they were kind of obsessed with the Empire State lawsuit, and that was important, but it wasn't the only thing. And we also have other debt that we have to pay off. And we're not, you know, formed a new strategic planning committee a few months ago. It hasn't come up with any plans yet to raise money. That's the whole point they were supposed to be doing, is how to raise money to pay off the loans and other debt. And we had the National Finance Committee hasn't either. And so I don't know where we're going. We keep doing a lot of talk and rhetoric, but we're not figuring out solutions to, you know, meet our financial obligations.
So just a second. We've responded to that question. Are there any other questions before I okay. Nancy?
My question, can we stop talking about elections?
Mm-hmm.
Is there another question for the PNB directors or our representatives on PNB committees? Yes.
Okay, are y'all all getting all the financial details? Adriana?
Joseph actually gets to start.
Well, we did get the loan documents and the new transmitter contracts and there's two separate areas of loans. Yeah, we're getting the documentation. I got the documentation.
Adriana?
Well, what we don't have, and I keep asking for, but we don't have, we went with the, I don't know, if anybody wants to ask me about audit, please ask me. I was Monday, the only one here that was with the audit committee, but if you want to ask about that, it's true that we have the documents, but what we don't have is the detail of the disbursement. We don't know where the money went, and I did send a million emails at least and been totally ignored. We know the auditors told us Monday that they have a cash flow at the beginning, they said till June, then they said to September, and then they said to September 2019. And I asked, please, can you send it to us? Because the PNB doesn't have it. I'm asking for, I don't have an answer from that. How can we make it? The last information that we have from the CFO is from October 2017. How a foundation can work with numbers that are so old?
Dwayne, did you want to respond to Nancy?
Yeah, I'm going to do a politician response. You know, part of our economic issues have been compounded by Mr. Crozier rehiring a former CFO that failed and quit, and now we've got extra costs involved in that. So a lot of these decisions have been compounded by bad decisions that's been made. But the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is where are our priorities? And yes, we get documents, but we get them in the meeting, an hour before the meeting, and all other kind of craziness. But the documents are not the issue. The issue is the money trail. And we have not been able to follow the money trail. Accountability from the IED, accountability from the national office. There's just simply no accountability, period. Now, how would you want to donate to an organization? That's why we're keeping all this secret. But it's going to come out eventually. That we must change our governance structure. We must change our financial structure. We must change in order to be successful. Because what we've been doing and letting people run this foundation for 6 months and 18 months at a time is why we're in the hole we're in now. We've got to change, and change drastically.
Bill, did you want to respond to Nancy?
Well, it was like Joseph's saying, yeah, we are getting lots of documents, you know, the loans, the settlement for the Empire State Building, the contract for Fort Times Square, got the audit, the management, the letter, the draft form, which should be finalized tomorrow, I guess. And but we have been getting current accounting schedules, you know, like the balance sheet and statement of expenses and revenue. But the biggest problem with that is because we're not funding the national office enough. The same problem why we haven't been funding the retirement plan. The national office has been strangled for years and not having enough money from central services primarily, and they're still not getting enough, and they don't have enough staff to do all the work. And so, yeah, we can say we need to work, we need all these reports, and then every week there's, because when I was at AED, I knew it, every week people are coming in, they want additional information on this and that and whatever, and they have to drop what they're doing and into that. And I don't know how it's going to work with contracting that out. I'm not real confident it's going to work real well, at least affordably. Maybe they can get it under control, but I think they need to put some extra people in for a short time to catch up.
That's our time for the PNB report. That was 25 minutes. Can I get like a thumb up, thumb down, thumb to the side if that felt like enough time or a better amount of time tonight?
It's a good time.
Well, there's a lot of stuff they still didn't talk about.
Yeah, we just scratched the surface. Thank you.
Again, I've invited all directors, committee chairs, and committee members to send us written reports before the meeting if they want to give us more information. They can do it after, too, if they want to give us more. Next is the interim general manager's report. Larry sent us a report earlier today. Was it just to me?
I didn't see it.
Oh, man. He sent it. Let me come back to this and just so we don't waste time. And Rick, will you read your motion?
Okay. Unfinished business. I move the KPFDS fee changes.
Can you speak up, please?
Monthly meeting. I move that the KPFT LSP change its monthly meeting date from Wednesday to Thursday or Tuesday. The current unpaid IGN has been unable to attend meetings on Wednesday nights due to the fact he has therapy sessions to meet on that date. The LSP should show the ING we intend to meet him halfway. I'd like to amend this to instead of saying from Wednesday to Thursday or Tuesday to from Wednesday to a mutual agreeable date.
From Wednesday to a mutual
agreeable date.
Agreeable date.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second? Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. Rick, you get a minute to speak for your motion. And the way we're going to do this, I've given 6 minutes per motion. I've started the clock. I'll take stack and try to alternate as best as possible, and then we'll vote unless there's a move to extend.
Well, if there's an objection to it, I withdraw the amendment.
Is the objection to the amendment? To a mutual agreeable date. No, that's not the objection. It's just... do you want to speak for your motion?
Oh, okay. Well, this is pretty much, what it is on the face of it. I mean, we're sitting there trying to, saying he has to come to meetings on Wednesday when he's working that day. I mean, he's not a paid general manager. He's doing this for free. So it seems... kind of hard-hearted to try hold this against him when, all he's doing is he's just, paying his bills.
Okay. Dwayne, are you speaking against?
I am.
Okay, you have a minute?
This has been going on for 20-some years now. We've been meeting on Wednesdays now for 8 or 9 years. We don't necessarily change something to accommodate someone who's temporary, who's not paid, and who really don't want to be here. So frankly, I have found we've gotten along without the meeting. I have acclimated my whole life to Wednesday, second Wednesdays of the year, every month. So to ask me to change, and this person probably won't even be the manager in the next 2 or 3 months, I don't think it's personal. I just think it's professional. To change something that's been going on all this time for someone who don't want to be here anyway, and someone who's temporary anyway, just simply doesn't make sense to me, and I vote no. Okay. For the record.
Venice, you're speaking for the motion?
Against.
Okay, are you speaking for Bill?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. You have a minute.
Well, several people pointed out that Wednesday evenings are not a real great time for them also, and you'll notice how many people are not here tonight, for example, and some people suggest even change alternating the dates. KPFA, I believe, alternates their meeting days, and I think we should try it at least for once. Try 1 month, and like on a Saturday. Some people suggested Saturday, because a lot of people don't want to be in a meeting until 10 o'clock, then drive home, and then get up early, you go to work the next morning. It's not for me, but it's hard for people that have to get up and get to a job at 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And so I think we should try something like this to see what would work. You could change the dates. It doesn't have to be maybe alternate between Wednesday and some other day. Maybe Saturday afternoon, or maybe, whatever days are good for people. So that the same people aren't, penalized every time that have to get up early on Thursday mornings.
Venetia?
That's my vote.
Just so you know, I have a vote from Dwayne and Susie here for this motion if it's not amended.
You don't change board meetings to accommodate one person.
Yeah.
Nobody does that. Mm-hmm. As long as I've been involved with KPFT, you've been meeting on Wednesday. Now you guys want to. Some of us belong to different organizations. So therefore, before I was voted on to this board, I knew that the LSB meetings was the second Wednesday of the month. I put that in my calendar like that has been talked about this whole meeting. When you make a commitment to serve on this board, on a board, not just this board, you take all of those things into consideration before you put your name down to be on said board. To answer Dwayne's question Bill's question, people are not coming to this meeting because the meeting is dysfunctional. It has nothing to do with the day of the week.
Thank you, Venetia. Rick, please mark on the records that Matthew Moore and Adrian LaViolette have arrived. Rick?
I think that people will say we have to, because we've been meeting on Wednesday, we always have to stay with Wednesday, being a little bit too rigid. Like what Bill said, some stations, they vary the meeting days each month, of the week, meeting the days of the week when they meet. And I don't think we have to. We can say that Wednesday is written in stone.
All right. Okay, so now we're going to vote on this motion. Rick, can you reread it for us all? We're on 11A of unfinished business.
I move the KPFT LSP change its monthly meeting day from Wednesday to Thursday or Tuesday. The current unpaid IGM has been unable to attend the meeting on Wednesday nights due to the fact he has therapy sessions he leads on that date. The LSP should show the IGM we intend to meet him halfway.
Okay. All those in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those, and let me see, I have votes here. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Dwayne, are you voting? 12. And Susie would be 13. So the motion fails.
4 to 13?
Yes. I have Larry's report. He emailed it to me and Bill, I think. Did you get it, Bill?
No.
I see your, I don't know why.
Wait,
I see. My thing's real slow. Can I suggest that I forward it to everyone? And if y'all have questions for Larry or responses, you just email them to me, and I will pass them on in a public email so you know that they're passed on. Does anyone object to that process?
Point of privilege.
Yeah.
Could you just ask him to email it to LSP next time?
Yes, and I will include that in my response if I have any questions. And just to be clear, can we give ourselves a deadline of by Friday you send me questions or comments for Larry, and then I will send the email, and that way I know when to wait until. We are on item 11B. It's Ted's motion. Ted, will you read your motion?
I move that management be requested to air at least 3 PSAs daily between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. until further notice. Said PSA should be at least 1 minute long, and the content should be changed periodically. They should invite listeners to become off-air volunteers on LSV committees and or do tasks at or for the station. Said volunteers should email volunteers@kpft.org. The board will select at least one individual to create and monitor the site and to report from time to time how this initiative is working. Note, as is the case with all motions directed to management, it should be understood that this is a request. The LSV can't mandate management to do anything.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay. Ted, you have a minute to speak for your motion.
I'll pass.
Would anyone like to speak for this motion? Bob?
Well, most of you probably know already that I don't seem to be able to get any volunteers for the building committee, as fundamental as that is, and as mindless as it can be, unless you're into insects and butterflies. So I could only hope that it would greatly improve the building committee and relieve me of almost daily work just keeping the leaves off of the concrete.
Is there anyone to speak against this motion? Adriana, Bill, Wally, Adriana.
I am the same what we are trying to do, but we need to remember again. The PSA is, first of all, the air, the one in charge is the general manager and the program director. We have some PSA that should be, that is according to the CPB, that's not happening, you know. I don't understand what we are trying to do more than that. We can say all of this and they will say, you know what, because they are doing it already. I don't understand why we are trying to force something that we know that is not in our hands. We have some obligations that have to do with the CPB. Those are obligations. That are things that we must. And not being done. I don't understand what we are trying really to do. And I, you know, this is not up to the board. I don't believe that this has to do with the board.
That's time.
The board needs to control, to monitor, and that's it.
Is there a speaker for the motion? Joseph? I have the others on stack, so we'll try to all just
The words may be requested means it's not a directive, it's a question, and we need volunteers, so I'm supporting it. That's my comment.
Bill?
Yeah, this is really micromanagement. You know, I understand, I sympathize with the goal, I guess, to get volunteers involved, but doing it on a PSA, I'm not sure that's really helpful. You know, you can only talk for about a little less than 60 seconds. You can't really say a whole lot in that. There's so many different volunteer opportunities, and I know you're focused on LSB committees, but frankly, most of the work, by far the overwhelming majority of the work at the station gets done not because of the LSB committees. People that come to the LSB committees freely never want to come back, and that should be telling us something. So maybe we should need to try to make the LSB committees more welcoming and more productive, and I know the board's trying to do that. And, you know, work with the management of the station if you want to try to get more people involved. But there are already lots of volunteers involved. It's not on some of our committees.
Is there anyone to speak for the motion? Denicia, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Denicia.
Anything that we can do to get people into the station and volunteer and donate money, if that's through a PSA, I don't see what the problem is. I really don't see why we're having a conversation. What is it going to hurt? You guys, this is what I see. And I have come up in radio since I was 18 years old. Y'all call them PSAs like they are advertisements. We never went through that. I don't get what the deal is with y'all and the PSAs. A PSA is a PSA. If somebody sent into the radio station when I was working, a PSA was a community service thing, it was air. There was no discussion about that. It was sent to the program director or the PA, whoever's over that part of the radio station, in whatever radio station, and it was done. It seems like anything we want to do or someone brings up the idea to do that's on a positive plane to help bring in people into the station, somebody has something negative to say about it.
Wally?
Ted said at least 60 seconds or at least a minute. It can't go over a minute. That's the maximum.
Okay. Bob, you want to speak for?
Yeah, for the life of me, I can't believe my ears that the work is getting done and we're micromanaging. There are constant errors with the PSAs themselves, as an example. Accordion Kings was run as a PSA a week after the event. There's all kinds of need around the stations. The roof leaks into the conference room. It's been like that for 3+ years. There's massive amounts of need. There's need for volunteers to find volunteers, to find youth. I can't believe sometimes what I hear in this room. And, just one more thing. We finished the raffle. We finished the fund drive. There's not enough PSAs to go around right now. What could be more fundamental than asking people to lend themselves, their bodies, from time to time to the station?
Alan.
Okay, my objection is only in that I would like to change and the wording slightly, but Bill, you can say a lot in 60 seconds, and also you objected to the LSV committees, but it says and or, other volunteers. So if we change the PSA, public service announcements, regularly, we can mention all the different needs. It would be good to publicize them. So I'm actually, by objecting, I'm speaking for it. The only objection I have is where you had the end of the fourth line from the bottom, monitor the site. I would change that to monitor the PSAs, because it's not a site, it's not a website. It's a announcements being here. Change the wording and I would be for it.
Is that a formal amendment to the motion?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a second to that amendment to change the word site, S-I-T-E, to PSAs? There a second?
I second it.
Is there an objection? You got that amendment? Okay, so that amendment passed.
I was wondering on the meeting. It says monitor the site. Okay. I don't really understand the value in us listening to the recording that we played out there. I would assume that what you're monitoring is the response, the public response to the PSA. So I'm trying to understand, what are you monitoring?
It is being done.
So, yeah, I would think that they're...
Who is this question for, Ted?
Whoever can tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you read the whole sentence, it's to monitor the PSA. And at the end of that sentence says, and see how this initiative is working. So that covers just the whole general idea.
Okay. We're kind of done with debate. We've gotten to our time limit. Can we go to a vote, or do you have an amendment, Bill? Okay. We're going to vote on the amended motion. Can you read it with the amendment?
Well, are you going to vote on the amendment?
We already did. There was no objection.
Okay. I move that management be requested to air at least 3 PSAs daily between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. until further notice. That PSA should be at least 1 minute long and the content should be changed periodically. They should invite listeners to become off-air volunteers on LSB committees and or do tasks at or for the station. Said volunteers should email volunteers@kpft.org. The board will select at least one individual to create and monitor the PSAs and to report from time to time how this initiative is working. Do I have to read the note? I hope not.
Go ahead. Okay.
Note, as is the case with all motions directed at management, it should be understood that this is a request. The LSB can't mandate management to do anything.
We are going
to
vote with our hands. All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed, please raise your hand. 1. 13 to 1. The motion passes. Okay. It's 9:45. It's 9:45, so this is the time for Article 2, Section 7 about adjourned meetings. So I'm going to poll first our availability, if we're available next week, to finish the five motions we have under new business. They were added. They're not on the agenda for those of you who came late. And then we will vote whether we're going to have a meeting. So we poll to see whether there's even quorum and who will be here. So, yes.
I just wanted to point out that since there's a MSRC meeting Wednesday, could we do it 2 weeks so that there's not a conflict?
Okay, so the adjourned meeting would be not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Casey?
Yes.
On the motion that just passed, we have to select a volunteer to work with management to let them know this and monitor it. And I would love
to be
Benicia.
Is that okay with everyone? Great. Thank you, Benicia. Thank you, Ted. Okay, so we're going around and saying, are we available in two Wednesdays to meet to cover the five new business items?
The
27th. Thank you. Joseph?
Affirmative.
Nancy?
Yes.
Benicia?
If we don't get finished.
No. Wally?
No.
Matthew?
No.
Alon? Alon?
Yes. In favor of having a meeting?
Are you available on the 27th?
Yes.
I think I am. I don't have my calendar. Ted?
Yes.
I know. Bill?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
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 Okay. So now we're going to vote whether... Yes.
I have an announcement.
Can we vote first? Does it conflict with this decision?
Well, let me just say, there's several people in this room that Wendy would like her raffle tickets back.
Okay, that's not relevant to this.
I know,
can we just get through this? We're not done with our meeting yet. So we're voting on whether we're going to meet on the 27th for the five motions that were added tonight to our agenda. All those in favor of having that adjourned meeting, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We will not. I will move these five new business items, unless we finish some of them, to the unfinished business of our next agenda. Bob, do you want to say what you want to say real quick?
If you have those tickets, you can turn them in to me tonight, and I've been made responsible. If you need proof, I have it on my phone. Otherwise, get them to Wendy.
Thank you. It's 9:48, so we're going to move on with Nancy's first motion. It's on this handout. It says, from Nancy Saibara. And number one, Nancy, will you read your motion, please?
Motion. The LSB, in fulfilling letter G of the LSB duties, which is to collaborate with management to improve programming, recommends to the KPFD management to start special programming by organizing youth programmers using PSA starting in June 2018 and other means to interview youth in other countries by phone with top call-ins and to to bring awareness of the killing of Palestinians in Gaza by Israeli military, including the use of new U.S. weaponry and the killing of lives in other countries where the U.S. military actions are being employed, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Pakistan, Niger, and other countries.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection? You object? No, well, you object.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nancy, can you speak for your, do you like to speak for your motion?
Yes. This is a good time to get the youth here and the youth in another country talking to each other. I think it would be kind of unusual programming that we could spread to the other stations, the other affiliates. They might want to play it. And it would bring awareness of what is happening from a youth standpoint, of course, with translation.
Bill, would you like to speak against?
I think the last part of these just leave out. I mean, this is too specific. I don't know. Maybe you have the youth in other countries already in mind, specific names and phone numbers that you can contact, but I don't.
Well, let them do it.
Bill has the floor.
It's just like, you know, you're doing a lot of work for somebody to produce the show. That it's not, you know, a show is not just what you hear on the air. It's all the production in advance. And so, you know, I think it's a good idea to get more youth involved. I think we should just stop there. And let's get youth involved in programming and whatever is relevant to them. We already have a lot of programming this stuff here. The youth might be interested in other things, but we need to ask them and see what they're interested in.
Bill, is this an amendment?
I think I'll just vote no on it because I think it's
okay.
Too many changes.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak for the motion?
I will. I'm a member of Rotary International. They have international groups like Interact, which are high school kids, and Rotaract, which are college-age students all over the world. I can easily point people to ways to reach out to those people in virtually every country in the world. Last year, I attended a conference in Israel. It was represented by young people from all over the world who were there to talk about democratic education. It's not that hard to find people all over the world who would like to be interviewed. I just spoke last week with somebody who just graduated from the University of Paris, who is from Liberia, that I met at this conference, who is brilliant. He's articulate. There is no difficulty in reaching people all over the world who would like to be on KPFT.
Anyone to speak against the motion? Adriana?
I agree with that we should be doing all of this, but still, I'm still thinking that this so broad, we'll say we find, we can set, we all grab for this to happen. The problem is the how. I mean, who will put all of this together? We can recommend, I think that's the important part. That's why we are trying to put together the programming committee. Because that should be something that the programming committee should be looking at, seeing how that can be organized. Is anybody that, like this, sounds like we can pass this fulfilling letter G. How will we fulfill that? Saying that we want this to happen, I don't understand what we are trying. I mean, it's not an action item, this one. That is my problem with that. I love that we do that, but I don't understand, and I don't understand how this motion make us do anything about it.
Are you speaking
for?
Can I ask?
Are you speaking for? Yes.
When you say us, what you mean? LSB?
Right.
Oh.
She says here, the LSB, we're treating. Oh.
Adrian?
I'm against too.
She's against. Is there someone who's to speak for?
We can be for.
Anissa?
I read the Daily Coast like almost on a daily basis, and there's always stories about, you know, the problems and the issues of young children being separated from their families. I'm guessing those detention camps have a lot of teens and tweens. And probably, you know, now around college age students who would be, you know, a more than perfect, I hate to say captive audience, but we have them. Why don't we use it?
Adrian?
There's no doubt that these are important issues, and there's no doubt that there's youth that wants to speak to them. However, we went down this road with the DACA motion, which was a great motion that we all supported, and with all of our best interests, nothing came of it, sadly, because as Bill said, it takes a lot to produce something, and we don't have management support. So I fear that it's just a lost cause.
Is there another speaker for? Are you speaking for?
Go ahead, Ella.
I agree with the other speakers' observations, but this is just a recommendation. It reinforces the other recommendations to have a, you know, to implement the steering, the committees for publicity, whatever. And, you know, at worst, nothing will happen. At best, something will happen. So I call the question. Let's vote on it so we can move on to other business.
Thank you.
Time's up anyway, so we need to vote. Nancy, will you reread your motion for us quickly?
The LSP in fulfilling letter G of LSP duties, which is to collaborate with management to improve programming, recommends to the KPFD management to start special programming by organizing youth programmers using PSA starting in June 2018 and other means to interview youth in other countries by phone with call-ins, bring awareness of the killing of Palestinians in Gaza by Israeli military, including the use of new U.S. weaponry and the killing of lives in other countries where the U.S. military actions are being employed, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Pakistan, Niger, and other countries.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm breaking the vote. Should we vote again? Okay, all those in favor, raise your hand.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay, very different. 6-3, the motion passes. Strange how voting magic occurs. It's 9:56. I've been giving 6 minutes for every motion, so I'm going to say we don't I guess we just keep going, right? And then we have to finish the.
Extension of time. Maybe we can get everything done tonight.
You are out of order, Ted. What, Nancy?
To extend time by, say, 15 minutes.
Is there a second? Motion to extend time by 15 minutes.
I heard someone move to adjourn first.
No, you have to ask for extension before you adjourn.
I heard a lot of things simultaneously.
Sorry.
Is there a second for the extension?
Second.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Do we debate this or do we just vote?
Just vote.
Okay. All those in favor of extending 15 minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 15 more minutes. Nancy, will you? It takes 2/3 to extend. Is that correct, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no objections to that. No objections in the coming months to that. Okay. Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
We didn't have enough votes.
I am I don't know how many in this room know that there is a programmer meeting Friday and Saturday, but it seems like motion one would be apropos to, at a minimum, write up and send to Don Freeman and I guess the manager too, protocol considered.
I send them all the night of this meeting when they're relevant to people.
Part of that, those two programs.
They will be sent. In our last minute, then, I just want to say we got a lot done. We got through all of our planned agenda and more tonight. We, for the most part, stayed in order, and I think that's something to commend. One reason we were able to do that is because there were no public comment, and I'd like to urge those of you who have motions, please send them to me in time to put on the agenda, because I think about the times on the agenda to make this meeting feasible in this time, and if you do that, it makes it less likely that we have things left over at the end. So as much as possible, I know it's not always possible, but try to send them to me in time. Yes.
I was going to ask, so since there are a lot of committees that are working, do you have an idea for a motion? You can run it through a committee and get a lot of brain power into it and get it refined better for a country as a more finished product. So that might be helpful, too.
Yeah. Yes.
One thing that I find that could be helpful is that when a person makes their motion, other people need to stop trying to amend their motion, either vote yes or no. I think the majority of the time why it drags out is because a person makes their motion and then somebody else wants to change it, even if it's one word. Let the person make the motion. If you don't agree with it, vote yes or no, and let us keep on moving. That slices off time.
So we will see each other on the second Wednesday of July at 7 here. Thank you. The meeting of the June regular KPFT LSB meeting on this June 13th is now adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Good job.
Welcome. Glad to have you.